September 17, 1926. How each thing created by God has its place, while one who goes out of the divine will loses his place. My Jesus, I invoke your holy will, that it itself may come to write on paper the most penetrating and eloquent words, the most appropriate terms to make itself comprehended, so as to portray the kingdom of the supreme fiat with the most beautiful colors, with the most refulgent light, with the most attracting character, in order to infuse a magnetic force and a powerful magnet in the words you will make me write, so that no one may be able to resist letting himself be dominated by your most holy will. And you, my mama, true sovereign queen of the supreme fiat, do not leave me alone. Come to guide my hand, give me the flame of your maternal heart. And while I write, keep me under your blue mantle, that I may do all that my beloved Jesus wants from me. I felt all invested by the supreme will, which, drawing me into its immense light, made me see the order of creation, how each thing remained at the place assigned by its creator. My mind wandered and was enraptured at seeing the order, the harmony, the magnificence, the beauty of the whole creation. And my sweet Jesus, who was with me, said, "My daughter, each created thing which came out of our creative hands was assigned its place and its distinct office. And all of them remain at their place, magnifying with incessant praises that eternal fiat which dominates them, preserves them, and gives them new life. So, it is because of the motion of supreme fiat dominating in them that they are preserved ever beautiful, whole and new." Mamtu was assigned his place, his office of sovereign over all created things, with the difference that, while all the other things created by us remained exactly like God had created them, without ever changing, increasing or decreasing, my will, instead, giving man supremacy over all the works of our hands, and wanting to display even more love with him, gave him the office to grow continuously in beauty, in sanctity, in wisdom, in richness, to the point of raising him to the likeness of his Creator, always provided that he would let himself be dominated and guided, to give the supreme fiat free field in order to form its divine life in him, so as to form this continuous growth of goods, of beauty and of happiness without end. In fact, without my will dominating, there can be neither growth nor beauty, nor happiness, nor order, nor harmony. Since my will is origin, master and beginning of the whole work of creation, wherever it exists, it has the virtue of preserving its work beautiful, just as it delivered it. But where it does not exist, the communication of its vital humors in order to preserve the work delivered by our hands, is missing. Do you see, then, what a great evil it was for man to withdraw from my will? So, all things, even the most tiny, have their place. One can say that they are safe in their home and no one can touch them. They possess abundance of goods, because that will which flows in them possesses the fount of all goods. They are all in order, harmony is the peace of all. On the other hand, by withdrawing from our will, man lost his place. He remained without our home, exposed to dangers. Everyone can touch him to harm him. The very elements are superior to him because they possess a supreme will, while he possesses a degraded human will, which can give him nothing but miseries, weaknesses and passions. Having lost his origin, his place, he has remained without order, disharmonized from all, and enjoys no peace, not even within himself. Therefore, one can say that he is the only being wandering in the whole creation, to whom nothing is due by right, because we give everything to one who lives in our will, for he is in our home, he is one from our family. The relations, the bonds of sonship which he possesses by living in it, give him the right to all of our goods. On the other hand, one who does not live in the life of my will, has broken, all at once, all the bonds, all the relations, therefore we consider him as something that does not belong to us. Oh, if all knew what it means to break up with our will, and into what abyss they fall, all would tremble with fright, and would compete in order to return into the kingdom of the eternal fiat, to take back their place, assigned to them by God. Now, my daughter, since my eternal goodness wants to give man my kingdom of the supreme fiat once again, after he had so ungratefully rejected it, don't you think this is the most beautiful and greatest gift that I can give to the human generations? But in order to give it, I must form it, constitute it, and make known that which, up to now, is not known about my will, and with such knowledges about it, as to conquer those who will know them, to love, appreciate and desire to come and live in it. The knowledges will be the chains, but not imposed. Rather, they themselves, willingly, will let themselves be bound. The knowledges will be the weapons, the conquering arrows which will conquer the new children of the supreme fiat. But do you know what these knowledges possess? The power to change nature into virtue, into good, into my will, in such a way that they will possess them as their own life. On hearing this, I said, My love, Jesus, if these knowledges about your adorable will contain so much virtue, why did you not manifest them to Adam, so that, by making them known to posterity, they would have loved and appreciated more a good so great, and their souls would be disposed for the time when you, divine repairer, would decree to give us this great gift of the supreme fiat? And Jesus, continuing, added, My daughter, as long as he remained in the terrestrial Eden, living in the kingdom of the supreme will, Adam possessed all knowledges, as much as it is possible for a creature, of that which belonged to the kingdom he possessed. But as soon as he went out of it, his intellect was obscured. He lost the light of his kingdom, and could not find the appropriate words in order to manifest the knowledges he had acquired about the supreme will. In fact, the divine will itself, which would have given him the necessary terms to manifest to others what he had known, was missing in him. This, on his part, more so since every time he remembered his withdrawal from my will, and the highest good he had lost, he felt such a grip of sorrow as to become taciturn, engrossed in the pain for the loss of a kingdom so great, and for the irreparable evils which, as much as Adam might do, it was not given to him to repair. That very God whom he had offended was needed in order to remedy them. On the part of his Creator, he received no order, and therefore he was not given enough capacity to manifest it. Why manifest a knowledge if it would not give him the good it contained? Only then do I make a good known, when I want to give it. However, even though Adam did not speak extensively about the kingdom of my will, he taught many important things which regarded it. In fact, during the first times of the history of the world up to Noah, the generations had no need of laws, and there were no idolatries, nor diversity of languages. Rather, all recognized the one God and had one language, because they cared more about my will. But as they kept moving away from it, idolatries arose and evils became worse. This is why God saw the necessity of giving his laws as preservers for the human generations. So, one who does my will has no need of laws, because my will is life, is law, it is everything for man. The importance of the kingdom of the supreme fiat is immense, and I love it so much, that I am doing more than a new creation and redemption. In fact, in creation my omnipotent fiat was pronounced only 6 times in order to dispose it to come out fully ordered. In redemption I spoke, but since I did not speak about the kingdom of my will, which contains infinite knowledges and immense goods, I did not have a very extensive subject with many words to say, because everything I taught was of limited nature, and a few words were enough to make it known. But in order to make my will known, it takes much, my daughter. Its history is extremely long, it encloses an eternity with no beginning and no end. Therefore, as much as I speak, I have always something to say. This is why I am saying, oh, how much more! Being more important than anything, it contains more knowledges, more light, more greatness, more prodigies. Therefore, more words are necessary. More so. Since the more I make known, the more I expand the boundaries of my kingdom to be given to the children who will possess it. Therefore, everything I manifest about my will is a new creation, which I make in my kingdom, to be enjoyed and possessed by those who will have the good of knowing it. And so, great attention is required on your part in manifesting them.